Hey friends, welcome to Tea Time with Taisy. My name is Taylor Zeno, and every week we'll dive into a topic related to faith, life, and I might even sneak in some of my current favorites too. I'll share with you helpful tips, tricks, and how-tos while we strive to live a vibrant Catholic life. My prayer for you is that this podcast provides a space for us to gather and chat in a cozy place, and of course, over the perfect cup of tea. So let's jump in. Hi guys, good morning, or afternoon, or evening, I guess, depending on when you're listening to this, but I'm recording this in the morning. I've got my cup of my vanilla caramel tea, of course. It's still a favorite since the last time I recorded, and I know it's been a minute since I uploaded a new podcast, but I stumbled upon this prayer. It's the Holy Spirit Chaplet, and it is just so beautiful, so I wanted to make sure I got it recorded so that if you guys haven't heard of it, or maybe you have and you just want someone to pray along with you, that we can dive into this before Pentecost. And a quick note, I know that this is typically said with a novena attached to it, but I just wanted to make a comment in case any of you are struggling with this the way that I am, in the sense that historically, with novenas, I've been very legalistic in thinking that, oh, if I don't start it on the right day or if I miss a day, well, then that just makes it null and void. I can't participate if I mess up. And I just want to dispel that lie and say that you can start a novena anytime you want. So this happens to be posted just a few short days before Pentecost, which I will be praying for all of you. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and please say some prayers for me too. But yeah, just to note that if you stumble upon this later on, you can start this anytime. Or if you just want to say one chaplet, I don't know if that's helpful. I don't know if that resonates with any of you, but I know that's something that I have struggled with and am trying to give myself a little more grace with is novenas. So anywho, before I ramble on, we're going to go ahead and dive into the Holy Spirit Chaplet, and I'm actually praying this on my Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows Rosary. So we're going to go through seven mysteries with seven prayers repeated each time. So I find that this rosary is helpful just because if you're praying it on a typical rosary, you're going to need to keep track of the beat since there's only seven and seven responses. But the Seven Sorrows Rosary is working perfectly, so if you hear that jingling in the background, that's just me keeping track of the prayers. But again, I'm rambling. So we'll take a quick tea break and we'll jump in and we will start out with our Holy Spirit Chaplet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In each mystery, we're going to be asking for a gift of the Holy Spirit. So we'll start with the first mysteries. Come, O Spirit of wisdom, detach us from earthly things, and infuse in us a love and taste of heavenly things. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. O Mary, who by the work of the Holy Spirit conceived the Savior, pray for us. The second mystery. Come, O Spirit of understanding, enlighten our minds with the light of your eternal truth and the riches of holy thoughts. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. O Mary, who by the work of the Holy Spirit conceived the Savior, pray for us. Come, O Spirit of counsel, make us docile to your inspirations and guide us in the way of salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. O Mary, who by the work of the Holy Spirit conceived the Savior, pray for us. Come, O Spirit of fortitude, give us strength, constancy, and victory in the battle against our spiritual enemies. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. O Mary, who by the work of the Holy Spirit conceived the Savior, pray for us. Come, O Spirit of knowledge, be the master of our souls and help us to put into practice your teachings. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. O Mary, who by the work of the Holy Spirit conceived the Savior, pray for us. Come, O Spirit of piety, come to live in our heart to possess and sanctify all of our affections. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. O Mary, who by the work of the Holy Spirit conceived the Savior, pray for us. Come, O Spirit of the fear of the Lord, reign over our will and make us always disposed to suffer every evil rather than to sin. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit and renew the world. O Mary, who by the work of the Holy Spirit conceived the Savior, pray for us. O most pure Virgin Mary, by your Immaculate Conception, you are made a chosen tabernacle of divinity by the Holy Spirit. Pray for us. May the divine Paraclete come soon to renew the face of the earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. O most pure Virgin Mary, by the mystery of the Incarnation, you became true Mother of God by the Holy Spirit. Pray for us. May the divine Paraclete come soon to renew the face of the earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O most pure Virgin Mary, persevering in prayer with the apostles in the upper room, you are abundantly inflamed by the Holy Spirit. Pray for us. May the divine Paraclete come soon to renew the face of the earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us pray. Send your Spirit, Lord, and transform us interiorly with your gifts. Create in us a new heart, that we may please you and be conformed to your will, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me for the Holy Spirit Chaplet, you guys. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope that this blesses you. Until next time, God bless.